Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, saying happy Father's Day to all the fathers on today. This is a glorious day. This is a wonderful day. This is an awesome day, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. As a tribute to fathers today, we're going to have a conversation with Mr. Benny Burrell, my husband. Woo-hoo! Grateful to God for that. Excited that he's with us today, that he is going to have a conversation concerning fatherhood. So this morning, as you listen in, if you have any questions or comments or you'd like to chime in regarding fatherhood, we'd be happy to hear from you. But Benny, honey, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So let's start off first with prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day. God, we just ask that you would be in our midst, that your anointing would flow fresh. God, that this conversation would be a conversation of empowerment to help those who are fathers and those who desire to be fathers, God, even those who feel that they have to live the role of a father and they're not. God, we just ask that you would be glorified in all that we say and do, and we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, honey, tell me, what's your definition of a father, and what's a father to you? Because we know what the definition by Merriam-Webster or an encyclopedia would say about a father. But talk to me, talk to the listeners this morning about what a father is to you.
Well, I would say that a father is definitely a man. Should be a man of God, one who will be able to not just lead a child or his child or children in the right direction, following the word of God, but also being able to be a leader of a family. You know, God in his wife and the whole family into following the word of God. That's the first thing. And also being a good role model, being a person that stands by the word and do what is right. Being a righteous person. A person of honesty, respect, and things like that. Most fathers think, you know, sometimes people, like you said, in the dictionary will tell you it's a man who is a sperm donor and produces an embryo so that a child could be conceived in a woman, but it's much more than that. It's, you know, being that that leader and just guiding people, guiding the child and family in the right direction.
So in light of that, honey, you spoke of leadership traits, but what other traits do you think it takes to be successful as a father? I mean, you're a father of three by your own donations.
Right.
But in marrying me, you became the father to six. And so, you know, what traits, those that you use with your children and the ones that you use with, well, our children, what are the traits that you think a father must possess the traits and mindsets he must possess in order to be successful as a father. And again, success may be measured differently. But what are some of the things you think are necessary in a man to be a successful father?
Well, as I indicated, you know, you have to be, you have to have some compassion for others. And, of course, if it's your child, you definitely, you know, have to have compassion for them. But you also have to be a person that, in anything that I guess we do, in taking on a leadership role, is being fair, consistent, and showing your compassion for the kids. You can't just love one of them more than the other. You have to love them all the same, and to be able to show that. Well, you have to have those qualities of compassion. You have to be, as I said, a leader, and righteous. You have to tell. If you're going to ask someone to do something, you should hold to that yourself. You know, if you're going to be out drinking and smoking and disrespecting your kids by letting them see you do those kind of things or using foul language, that's not a good trait. Being a good role model and following the word of God is the best way, and that's the qualities that you should have.
So within those, you would have to have honesty and integrity and, as you stated, compassion. But how important do you think it is for a father to be authentic? Because, you spoke of you don't want to drink and smoke. You don't want to, be the foul-mouthed father who instills in your children that it's okay to curse people out and be loud and boisterous and those types of things. But when you think of individuals that you've encountered, and because of the work that you've done in society, you've encountered a lot of behaviors in children and in adults that has become generational. When you encounter, because we've talked about young boys that we encounter that people will begin to label in their youth without having an understanding of what's going on at home and whether a father is present in their lives or not. Based on those things, hon, what do you feel those children need? And let's look at the children's perspective. Those children who don't have a father in the home,
well, you know,
what do we need to do for them? Go ahead.
Well, you said about being authentic. You know, you've got to be genuine, and because anybody can see through people who aren't genuine, but you have to be genuine in your concern for your kids and modeling behavior that you would expect out of. Speaking of kids that are labeled, if you tell a kid that they're bad every day, then that's what they're going to be, because that's what you're telling them to do. So you have to be, you have to set a good example, and so being authentic is definitely the way to go. But you have these things are. We have direction in the Bible, which we should follow. Now, have I deviated from all of those things? Yes. I lost my father when I was 9 years old. He had a heart attack. So when he died, I had nobody to really teach me things that I needed to learn as a young man. I was 9. But, when you go to the Word and you study and read that, there's your guidance. So there's no excuse for not doing the right thing. But just being respectful of others and letting your kids see that you model those behaviors, they will soon do the same.
So you're not in this situation, but there's some that have been. Well, you sort of face this as well, though. Is it hard when you're the father of children and there's a, you know, say you and the mother of the children aren't married, or there's been a divorce and you're separate from your children more than you're with your children? Is it harder being a father during that period of time? And, you know, when you're not in a relationship or a good relationship with the mother of your children, how is it to father your children during those times?
Well, I'd say it's very, very difficult, you know. And there again, if you have two people that are solid in their relationship with the Lord, then it probably won't be such a big deal because they'll be able to work through it. But if you don't have two people, speaking of the husband or wife or, you know, significant other, however the mother and father are in this relationship with these kids, when they're separated, it becomes real difficult and harmful in most cases because if you don't have that good communication between the mother and the father. But it is very hard, it's very difficult because sometimes this happens, and I just remember being a bailiff in the court, in the juvenile court system, and the judge in social services, through social services, ordered people who have gone through divorce to take and look at a video called Spare the Child. That video was produced by the Virginia Bar Association. And I guess the lawyers got together and said we needed something to be able to. But they produced that movie, and it exists today, Spare the Child. What that talked about was maybe the mother or maybe the father putting down each other in front of the child and talking bad about each other in front of the child. That's what makes it difficult. That's what makes it harmful. When they discuss issues that they're going through with the child in a manner which is not appropriate. And so that's what makes it harmful. Otherwise, I think that I've seen where people have had very good relationships with their kids. Is it going to be different? Yes, it will, because you have that separation. But some people can make it work, and others with vindictive personalities and things like that make it pretty hard.
Understood. Of our children, we have four girls and two boys. Well, not two boys, two men, four women. And your sons, our sons are also fathers now. Benny and his three, and Dimitri with his new baby girl. What do you think that you have instilled in them and you've experienced carryover to their children that's beneficial? Or have you been able to see in them, you know, your traits as you encountered them when they were young? Have you seen any of that? Or have they discussed any of that with you?
Well, we probably haven't discussed it as much, you know. But, yes, I know that they will be hardworking. They will, you know, take care of their kids, and try to nurture them. And and I would say that they would probably try to do a better job than I did, in the sense of you know, raising them and trying to make sure that they have the things that they need, and you know, really being there more for them, for their kids. You know, thinking, you know, I had a job that I did for 30 years, and I gave up a lot to do the job, and I don't know that I put my family as first as I should have, because I was trying to provide for them and figuring if I don't work, then they don't eat, and not the realizing that out of all of the times in my life, I've never starved. The Lord has always taken care of my needs, and would have done so if I had been able to spend a little bit more time. I just, you know, with them in doing certain things. But I think that my sons, and I can see it in one of them, because he has three kids, and the oldest is seven, that he's doing a lot of things that I didn't have the opportunity to do because of putting more time into the community and trying to model the behavior that I was saying that you need to do to make your kids do better.
And that's important. You know, I think that, and not just as a father, but as a parent, be it a mother or a father, we have to understand that being a parent takes balance. As you stated, that you were concerned about being the provider for your children, and in being the provider, you may have neglected time to go on vacation and take the kids to Disney or let's go to King's Dominion or those things, those types of things. But I think that it's very important that we integrate family care as parents, so that you can have those moments. So I think that, yeah, it is important for fathers to realize that as much as you have to provide for your children, to have the home and the food and the necessities, that children want that bonding time. They want that fun time with daddy. They want those memorable moments beyond birthday and Christmas.
Yes, and I've talked to several men, and I've worked with several men that, you know, they would say that, you know, I was in a basketball game, or I played in a baseball game, or my dad never played catch with me, never did anything that had to do with the athletic with them. And that would have been moments that they cherished, going fishing together, you know, doing maybe even just getting outside and doing yard work together. You know, anything that would have that would give that quality time, that time that you will cherish together. But I've heard so many people say that, yeah, my dad spent a lot of time playing catch with me, playing, you know, baseball. He showed me how to bat. Showed me how to throw, showed me how to run, showed me how to jump, and those are memorable moments, you know. You know, now, like I said, I gave a lot of time to community, but I was also incorporating my kids in some of that, but like going to Busch Gardens and taking the whole school when I was a DARE officer. But that, even though I was with my kids and other kids, that was just not the quality time that I needed. They needed to go, you know, with me without the job. And sometimes I did it that way. Coaching basketball, you know, they went to basketball camps that I taught. But that was still not the quality time given to other people's kids while I was trying to give to my own.
Yeah, understood.
So they were memorable moments.
Yeah. I see that, you know, when you're here and Jarrell is here, how when you're out in the yard and he'll say, Papa Benny, can I help you? And you say, okay, come on. And you give him a small task and how it just lights him up, you know, that he can help. And like the day that you all were washing the car, he was making a mess, of course. But the mere fact that you allowed him to assist you and you were giving him guidelines on what to do to wash the car meant the world to him. And that was a small thing.
Yeah, because I had uncles and I had uncles after my father passed on. I had uncles and my grandfather. My grandfather didn't think that at 10 years old or 11 years old that I could ride the riding lawnmower. So he would never allow me to cut the grass because he didn't think that I could ride the riding mower. But I thought it was fascinating to get on a riding mower instead of having to push it. But but what happened was when he used to leave home and go to the store, I would start that mower up and I would ride around and I learned how to do it. And then he saw that I could do it and then, you know, built the confidence. So being, you know, saying, look, Jarrell, giving him a chance to, you know, giving him that chance that I didn't get. You know, I had to steal my chances at trying to prove myself, but I was able to do that. But it was things that like that, you know, having uncles that will, you know, that allowed me to say put a receptacle in a wall, you know, trust me to show me how to do it and let me do it, or working on a car, you know, those men in my life. You know, helped me a whole lot because, you know, my father was not there. And my father was not there, not because he you know, took off. It was just one of those things that happened with his health. But, you know, just that absence of that, you know, it was different and difficult. But, you know, with putting faith in the Lord, we made it through it. And, you know, I have kids and grandkids.
Yeah, we do. Let's talk about the daddy-daughter thing. You know, most of the time when we give birth to baby girls, you know, you hear the term, that's daddy's girl. How important do you think it is, and have you seen with raising Pam, how important is that father-daughter relationship? And what does that father-daughter relationship do with that young girl to instill in her what to look for later in life?
Well, you know, that is something. I mean, she's even communicated that to me. I'm daddy's girl. But, you know, again, modeling those behaviors that you would want your kids to be involved with, you know, her husband had a lot of the traits that, you know, of course, I was a policeman, and he ended up being a policeman, but now he's a school teacher. But the behaviors that I modeled, she found, I guess, in him, and then and more. So I guess, being, she was the only girl at that, you know, so she... And, you know, I had to be her favorite. She was, you know, that was the one. But just modeling the behaviors and not, you know, showing her the way that a man should be. And, of course, she had a wonderful grandfather, too, to model those behaviors. So she has done well, you know, and now she has two kids and, you know, a wonderful husband. So I would hope that some of those things she saw in me, as I can see some of those things in her husband, being a strong provider and but more of a family-oriented man. Of course, he's doing some of the things that I did, coaching and teaching and things like that. So, but she definitely I know looked up to me as, and that's what young ladies need to do is look up to their fathers, and their fathers need to be good role models so that their daughters don't get involved in relationships that is contrary to the word or whatever.
Mhm. Yeah. I have compassion for young women who grow up without their father. I am grateful that, you know, I knew who my father was at a young child, but never really got to spend quality time with him. And my mother's husband, who I call Pop, stepped in during my preteen years and took the role as dad, and it made a substantial impact on my life and probably on the lives of all of my mother's children, including the ones that belong to Pop, Kevin, and Karen. So it is important, I think, very important, to have just the right people, the right man in your children's lives. If it's not the father, make sure that it's the right person, not just anybody, but the right body before them, to make sure that they have the proper role model before them. We're getting ready to get to the end, but before we go, I want to read something to you from a friend and author, Avril Somerville. It reads this way: to fathers who are consistent and constant in both love and urgency, bearers of unconditional love, to fathers who are present beyond presence, engaged, active, regular, to fathers who are invested in the bottomless supply of love and affirmation, of heart tending, needed by their most impressionable children, to fathers who push past traditional parameters of love and discipline to arise to meet their sons and daughters where they are still blooming, to fathers who devote themselves tirelessly to an uncompromising standard of excellence and unyielding potentiality in self, children, and family. To fathers, many of these same ones who stand in the gap for fathers gone missing or otherwise absent, you are loved, appreciated, essential. We need you to live, not simply survive, because we need you in order to survive. Today we honor and take care of you, especially different. You matter. Salute. That's dedicated to all of our fathers. And again, that was posted by author Avril Somerville, who will have her first release July 1, a book entitled A Journey of Life on Purpose, Creativity, Love, Womanhood, Community, Race, and Identity. You can pre-order her book on Amazon.com now, or go to her webpage at www.summerimpress.com. That's SOMEREMPRESS.com. So, Avril, thank you for letting us share that today. Honey, thank you for sharing with us this morning. Listeners, as it is Father's Day today, and I think every day, we do salute you, fathers. We thank you for all the love and hard work that you've given to us, your children, and we thank God for being our Heavenly Father, who watches over each and every one of us each and every day. We say God bless you, listeners. Have a safe day. Be careful out in that weather, wherever you are. Know that you are loved and empowered. Have a great day.